Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We just, Baruch Hashem, finished the halachos of Kiddush by night, Kiddush by day. Now we will continue with the Suda of Shabbos. Every person in Klal Yisrael, say women, say men, are chayev to eat three Sudas every Shabbos. And Chazal darshan from a pasuk, it says in Parshas Amon three times the word Hayoim, and we darshan from there, you have to eat three Sudas every Shabbos. And even children who are gil l'chinuch have this mitzvah to eat three Sudas on Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan actually writes like this, U'pashatu zokt Aruch HaShulchan, which means it's simple. The gam noshim chayoves besuda shlishis. That ladies also chayav besuda shlishis. The v'chol mila de Shabbos, all on yonim Shabbos, muzharos noshim ka noshim. Ladies are chayav just like men. V'har beishen yoydis v'zeh. A lot of people don't know about this. V'yesh leidim, let them know, she yishmoyru l'kayim mitzvahs suda shlishis. They should make sure to mekayim the mitzvah of the third suda, of the third suda on Shabbos. And as machlokes reshoinim, if the three zuz are the deraisa or the rabbanon, the levush and other achrayim hold that it's minat tayru. The darshan pasuk hayoyim, it's midaraisa the three sudas every Shabbos. The kolboy and others hold that's a din de rabbanon. But in either case, you should be very careful to eat three sudas on Shabbos, like the mechaber in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Shalik Aleph writes, Yehi zorma oid lekayim sudas lishus. Be very careful to keep the third suda because there's a special din to eat the three sudas on Shabbos. It might even be midaraisa. When's the opportune time for the three sudas? The night suda is from when Shabbos starts until the next morning. That's the best time for the night suda, the first suda. The second suda should be from the morning till Chatzos, between that time. And the third suda should be after Chatzos until evening. That's the best time for the three sudas. The Kaf HaChaim writes, he brings down from a Gemara that anyone's mekayim these three sudas is saved from three peronios, from Chevli Shel Mashiach, and from Medina Shel Gehenim, and from Mechemes Goyig and Magog. That means, b'schus, keeping these three sudas, you are going to be saved from these three terrible troubles, from Chevli Mashiach, Gehenim, and from Goyig and Magog. And Rabbi Yossi said, Alashin Yechelki im Mekayim Eshol Shudas V'Shabbos. I should be with the people who Mekayim through Shudas V'Shabbos, a special place for them. And the Zoya also writes that every suda has a special effect on Shemayim, and therefore Zoya writes, Man de Gora Chad Sudasa. If someone's missing one of the sudas, he's missing some of those oiris, some of those special siyata d'shmaya that we get from Shemayim. Now, since there's such a chumrah to eat these three sudas, so a person should be very careful to eat the sudas l'te'avon, because it's a mitzvah to eat the suda when you are hungry. So therefore, for example, if you make a big kiddush Shabbos morning after you make kiddush before the suda, and then you can't eat the suda properly, you are losing out, because there's a mitzvah to eat a Suda Shabbos. So if you eat too much by the Kiddush, you're not going to eat the Suda Shabbos properly. That's not the correct way to go. And therefore, someone who makes Kiddush, for Meir Brachos reasons, he makes a Kiddush because he wants to make Mezainis after his Kiddush, so he should chop around 100 Brachos. He should be careful not to overeat, because if he overeats, he won't have Te'avon to eat the Suda Shabbos.